Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 71, and we're going to our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, if you keep the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. That's why we're keeping the focus on the main thing of the gospel. For I delivered unto you first of all, that which I also received first of all. First of all what? First of all, how that Christ died. So how that Christ died is the priority of the gospel. So we're looking now at the crucifixion. If this is your first time of hearing this message episode, then you have 70 more to listen to before you can fully understand what I am saying here, because this is a continuation of 70. Okay, so here were the disciples. As I said initially, the disciples were sense knowledge men. Please remember, Peter was a dead man, John a dead man, James a dead man, Matthew, all of them were dead men because they were spiritually dead. And by this time, you know, when we say spiritually dead, we mean what? The nature of the devil, that which Adam received in the Garden of Eden and imparted to all men. They had it. So their spirits were not alive to God. They could not discern the things that Jesus said. What Jesus said to them, maybe they thought, he was just being zealous. I'll die. Maybe they thought he was being zealous. So their knowledge was just sense knowledge. And here they were before the Lord. And he had told them, I will die and I will rise back to life. But to them, they didn't understand what he was saying. These were sense knowledge men. In fact, when John wrote in 1 John 1, he began to say, he said, that which we have received, which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have beheld with our hands, or our hands handled, concerning the word of life. When he was talking about Jesus, he began to talk about what they saw, what they felt with their hands. It was the major part of their relationship with Jesus. But now Jesus was calling them to a higher plane, which is called revelation knowledge. It was moved from sense knowledge into revelation knowledge. And only people with a new spirit, who are new creation, who are new men, will be able to have revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is not for dead men. So far as Christ has not gone to the cross to provide his blood, for his blood to be able to wash away their sins and give them the new life that God wanted him to give, they were all dead men. And as dead men, they related with Christ from their place of death. From their nature of death, they could not understand any other thing. They listened to him, of course they did, but they did not understand when he said to them in John 10:10, he said, I have come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. Maybe they thought, he was going to add more life to them, they will get more and more and more life. No, Jesus was talking about a new kind of life, not human life. No, this is the very life of God he was going to give to them, eternal life, Zoe. It was a new word to them, Zoe. What they knew was the first life, human life. That's all they have known in their lives. And now Jesus was introducing a new word they've never heard before, Zoe, the God kind of life. So now the things Jesus was saying was beyond them. They could hear, but they could not discern. They could not read. They could not decipher what was being said spiritually. No wonder they failed. No wonder they failed so woefully. They listened to him, they heard him, but it was a strange word to them. What was he trying to do? They don't know that Jesus was going to die spiritually. They don't know that Jesus was going to be their substitute. They don't know that Jesus was going to put away sin, that every sin that man has ever sinned, the past, present, and the future sins, Jesus was going to carry all of them. They don't know that Jesus was going to make it legally possible for all of them to receive eternal life. They did not know. So these were ignorant men concerning the purpose for which Christ had come. They were ignorant. They did not know. What they only knew was that a Messiah has come. And the idea of a Messiah was of a kingdom, a physical kingdom. He was coming to make them. I don't know whether they thought there would be governors of the various places. They did not know that he had come so that he will give them a new life. Zoe. Oh, and if you are listening to me and you have accepted Christ, then you have now have the spiritual apparatus, the spiritual engine within you for you to discern anything God is saying. You don't have to call somebody, hey, I had a dream. What's the meaning of the dream? No, there is no need. Now the Spirit of God is in you and you can discern spiritually. Thank God for your life. You are blessed. So blessed. Bye.